Hey, we are
Stellar Addiction,
and you are listening to
Irk FM.
Whoop, whoop, and you can find us at www.facebook.com/StellarAddiction. Irk FM.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Irk FM International starts now.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life, is life, is life.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 327 of Irk FM International. Coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday on IrkFMInternational.com and also Stitcher Radio. Doesn't matter where I am in the world, hopefully you're somewhere in the world listening to Irk FM International, bringing you great indie music from around the world on this particular show. Hope you enjoyed the ladies' special last week, so I know I enjoyed putting that together, and so what I decided to do was put another one together. So we're about to start up with Jelaine, and we're about to hear the song My World, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Jelaine is based out of Iowa and Utah. She's burst onto the music scene through the cosmos of jazz, blues, and rock. Is likely to be inspired by Ella Fitzgerald, Chicago, or Heart, as she is by Rush, Bessie Smith, or Queen. She will surely enthrall your mind and capture your heart. Using stellar instrumental arrangements. Hey, and I didn't even know they were going to use that word before I played the Stellar Addiction promo. Uniting stellar instrumental arrangements with her soaring, as well as sultry vocals with oral authenticity and technical expertise. Yeah, she's quite awesome. Skilled by performing musicians, there's a creativity of their own live performance and mobile recording studio rebuilt from salvaged audio equipment. She's recorded 5 albums and 2 pop singles. Anywho, let's hear from Jelaine now. I'm just going to keep the music running here on this episode. We're about to hear My World, followed by I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Sometimes love disappoints. I could feel unlovable, but I know what he says tells me more about him than it does about me, than it does about me. No, life isn't fair. It's not like a game with rules and refs. There are hard times I must face, times when it seems I'm out of the race, when my
isn't fair. It's when my world crumbles down all around me. Yet I must go on. I must go on. I just keep going, going on. When I go on, how differently I see.
Today I made a point to go somewhere I knew you'd be. I had to know if you still had the same effect on me.
In a garden where nothing
by a river where nothing was flowing. If you've seen a red rose unkissed by the dew, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Can you picture heaven with no angels singing, or a quiet Sunday morning with no church bells ringing? If you've watched as the heart of a child breaks in two, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Can you picture heaven with no angels singing, or a quiet Sunday morning with no church bells ringing? If you've watched as the heart of a child breaks in, then you've seen a picture of me without you. Then you've seen a picture of me without you.
Try and hold it in. Don't let him see you crying. Don't give that much to him. Don't tell him that you love him, or that you're sorry one more time, or get on your knees, beg and plead, trying to change his mind. If you're gonna go, let him go. If you want to leave, well, let him leave. 'Cause if he's gonna walk, he's gonna walk. He'll only leave you better off. So go on and get that suitcase and help him pack it up. Girl, you ain't losing nothing. You don't need his kind of love. Don't watch him as he's going. It'll break your heart again. And don't stand there waiting with the door wide open, hoping he'll walk back in. If you're gonna go, let him go. If you want to leave, so long, and why he wasted wasted so much time on him. Oh, if he's gonna go, let him go. And if he wants to leave, well, let him leave. 'Cause if he's gonna walk, he's gonna walk. He'll only leave you better off.
Taken, darling, do you mind? He said, my name is Jimmy. You sure are looking pretty. What's your sign? Don't worry, baby, this ain't what you're thinking. Then he turned around and ordered me a drink. And I said, no thanks, I just had one. Just had one. He said, I hope this don't sound phony, but you look a little lonely. Darling, could it be that perfume that you're wearing? I'd have to say is really getting to me. I noticed you don't wear a wedding band. Honey, you sure look like you could use a man. And I said, no thanks, I just had one. And I swore that one would be my last one. It sounds inviting, but I'm all just had one. And I don't want you to think I'm being smart, but mister, I don't need a broken heart. And I said, no thanks, I just had one. And I swore that one would be my last one. It sounds inviting, but I'm all done. No thanks, I just had one. It sounds inviting, but I'm all done. No thanks, I just had one.
prove to you. I guess it wasn't meant to be. I should say thanks for hurting me.
Just had one, and I swore that one.
just had one. It sounds inviting, but I'm all done. No thanks, I just had one.
Lives at home, rolling mama's cigarettes. She's got her eye on the prize. The Greyhound or Summit, find a way out. There's a million Joanies across this land. Everybody's got real big plans. She's got something to live for.
Something to live for.
Something so real.
Something to live for.
She's got something to live for. It's every bar in town, singing her heart out till the curtain comes down. There's a million Joanies across this land.
Something to live for. She's heading for the freeway, but she ain't coming back. Night after night after night, can't sleep. Something about the spell going down on the street. Just can't stay another minute inside. I think you better hit the road and drive. Billy's in the bathroom shooting his pain. Got to spend a half an hour just to find a good thing. Loading up his needle with all the junk that he's got.
Better off without me. And in your mind, there's no doubt. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby, your head says we should part. But baby, baby, every day. You'd be better off without me. So you're gonna go. Decisions made. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby. Your head says we should part. But baby, baby, did you ask your heart? You make it sound so easy, walking out on me. Bet my last dollar your heart will not agree. Begging, yeah, I heard. You'd be better off without me. I'll go my way if you're sure. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby, your head says we should part. feelings to stoop so low. That's cold, man, cold. Upside my head, don't stroke blind. Hear me high, that's such a crime. That's cold, man, cold. That's cold, man, cold. Can't have no feelings to stoop so low. That's cold, man, cold.
I'm Leah Finkelstein, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hey, this is Caparo, and you're listening to IRC FM.
And yes, a couple of awesome promos there. Leah Finkelstein, probably my best interview that I've ever done on IRC FM, because you don't get to hear my voice at all. Absolutely awesome stuff. And also Caparo there from New York. Love the way she plays guitar. Very aggressive. She sings in English and Spanish, and hopefully by now I would have actually caught up with her during my US trip. We shall see. You'll have to tune in a couple of weeks, where I'll be back in the studio for April, bringing you great music still from around the world. We have just heard from Karen Lovely with a song called That's Cold, and before that, Ask Your Heart. Let me tell you a little bit about Karen Lovely. Well, she's had a few nominations as well. She was nominated in the 2011 Blues Music Award nominee, Best Contemporary Blues Female Artist, Best Contemporary Blues Album Still the Rain, and Best Song Still the Rain. She was also a 2011 Blues Blast Music Award nominee for Best Contemporary Blues Female Artist and Best Song Still the Rain. She was second place band in the International Blues Challenge in 2010. She has shot onto the blues scene from the Pacific Northwest like Stack of Lees 0.44, capturing some of the prizes that we just mentioned. Backed by a stellar band, there's that word again, this powerhouse vocalist delivers a blistering mix of contemporary and old-school blues. Her standout performances have garnered awards, critical acclaim, and standing ovations at festivals and venues throughout the US and the Canada. She was also due to make waves during summer 2012 with her first European tour. She began singing the blues professionally in September 2007. Her records Lucky Girl in November 2008 and Still the Rain in March 2010 topped the Blues and Roots charts and went to number one on XM Radio's BB King's Bluesville pick-to-click list. Prior to Karen Lovely, we heard from the Dana, or is it Dana? I'm not sure. Dana Fuchs band. Dana and her band spent 2010 successfully harnessing the energy and power of her live show in the studio for their new album, Love to Beg, which was released in April 2010. Since then, she's been touring the globe non-stop, bringing her high-energy, rock and roll, Church of Love to audiences far and wide. She was the youngest of six musical children. She was raised in a small town in rural Florida, surrounded by music. At the age of 12, she joined the First Baptist Gospel Choir and was singing, shouting, and praising the Lord every week on a small black church on the outskirts of town. At 16, she was fronting a local popular band at a roadside Holiday Inn. She arrived in New York City alone and broke at the age of 19. She soon found herself down and out and on Manhattan's Lower East Side. And she's had an extensive history, spent time working the blues circuit, and a lot more. Rather extensive bio there, which is makes a nice change. And the songs we heard from the Dana Fuchs Band was Drive, and before that Golden Eyes. Prior to that, we heard from Madison Violet, who have been on IRC FM International before, with She's Got Something to Live For and Come As You Are. And Madison Violet, they are Juno-nominated roots duo Madison Violet. Their latest release, The Good and Goodbye, came out in September 2012. An album born from their growth, both together and apart, The Good and Goodbye is an open diary of their personal and professional experiences together as friends and musicians. Since releasing their last album, No Fool for Trying, in 2009, they won the 2009 John Lennon Songwriting Contest for the track The Ransom. They took home the 2009 Canadian Folk Music Award for Vocal Group of the Year, and they were nominated for multiple East Coast Music Awards and a 2010 Juno Award for Roots and Traditional Album of the Year. So that was Madison Violet. Their first release was way back in 2004. Prior to that, another person I'm pretty sure we have had on IRC FM International before, Jenny Jolly. She's a singer and songwriter who broke onto the music scene as the featured vocalist for Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter Chris Botti. Traveling all throughout North America, she had the opportunity to sing with world-renowned symphonies and perform at venues such as Carnegie Hall and play marquee events such as the Monterey Jazz Festival. She is a classically trained vocalist. She's had stints in various bands working with various people. She released an EP in October 2010, Falling in Carolina, which garnered top praise for honest lyrics and quality vocals. She has also done a memorable summer tour throughout the Northwest, playing the Red Ants Pants Music Festival, along with Emmylou Harris, among others. She also played in the Sweet Pea Festival in Bozeman in Montana, and other venues throughout Montana, Idaho, Washington, and Utah. And she was due to release her first full-length album, Angels, in October 2012. And prior to that, another woman that we've had on IRC FM International before, international country star Jolly Holiday, born in Dallas, Texas. As a little girl, her mother introduced her to the love of music, and at the age of five, she was belting out tunes for family and friends. Her debut album, A Real Good Day, was tremendously successful. She garnered a number of awards and entered the European charts at number one. She also received the Young Talent of the Year award at the German CMA Awards, as well as the Female Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year at the CMA Indie Awards. Her follow-up album, Lucky Enough, includes soulful country ballads true to her roots, along with up-tempo honky-tonk tunes, which features her broad vocal range. The single No Thanks reached number one on the Indie World Country chart. I'm Coming Home to You was in the top 25, I should say, on the Texas music charts. and her latest album was set to be released in mid-2012. She has performed at the 2011 official Super Bowl pregame in Dallas, Texas, the 2009-2010 CMA Music Fest, and at halftime on the 2009 Thanksgiving Dallas Cowboys game. She can also be seen in concert regularly at Chevrolet and NASCAR-sponsored events such as the State Fair of Texas, the Daytona 500, Brickyard 400, Allstate 400, and the Indianapolis 500. So that was Jolly Holiday, and before her we heard from Amy Francis. Now, not the Amy Francis that you might be thinking of and that I was thinking of, not the Australian Amy Francis, but just speaking of the Australian Amy Francis for just a moment, she's just announced, as I'm recording this, that in September this year, she will be one of the support acts on Pink's World Tour here in Sydney. So that is absolutely awesome stuff, and congratulations to Sydney's Amy Francis. But this particular lady is Amy Francis from Texas, who was raised on gospel, country, and bluegrass music. Much of her childhood was spent behind the piano and microphone at church. At the age of 15, she landed a professional gig as a vocalist for a local wedding band in San Antonio, Texas. Every weekend, she had gigs all over Texas. In addition to performing live, she is a songwriter. She's currently residing in San Antonio, and she has been featured vocally on many albums, and her vocal style resembles contemporary artists such as Martina McBride and Carrie Underwood, and classic artists such as Patsy Cline and Dolly Parton. She's also a former featured performer in the San Antonio Rose Live Country Classic Music Show. Wow, that's a tongue twister. I think I'd have trouble pronouncing that show every week. And so that was Amy Francis. Anywho, I hope you've enjoyed the music on this week's episode of Urk FM. We're going to go a little bit to Caribbean next month. Not next month. Next week, what am I saying? I'm saying that we have heard from Jillian, Amy Francis, Jolly Holiday, Jenny Jolly, Madison Violet, Dana Fuchs, and Karen Lovely. Hope you've enjoyed the music. If you've enjoyed this music, you should check out the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. If you love your female-fronted women and your female-front women, there's a lot of people on the Association of Music Podcasting who love women. There's one show in particular, Ruby Fruit Radio, that is wholly dedicated to women. It's actually not a bad idea. Anywho, I'm Urk. Thank you very much for listening. Check me out, urkfminternational.com. Check out the Australian show as well for music inside Australia every Friday. If you like your music so much harder than today's episode, also check out urkfmmetalmonday.com. Until next time, I'm Urk, music is life, and I'm out of here. Good night, interweb. This has been an IRC FM production. This episode licensed under a Creative Commons license, registered in Australia.